This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Under layers of winter, I'm thinking of my gardens. As I do, I ask you, have you ever looked out at your garden in the waning days between spring and summer, summer and fall, and thought, man, my garden looks pooped? Sparkle it up with foliage plants. I've talked about this before, but as we start planning our gardens, it's a good time to bring it up. Not every plant we plant has to center around the flower. These foliage plants are workhorses of a sort, not only adding sparkle and texture, but keep our gardens beautiful as those flowers fade. One of my favorite silver foliage plants is Brunera. It does flower, in fact quite beautifully, in spring with delicate blue flowers. However, its gorgeous heart-shaped leaves are the true showstoppers for months. It's a wonderful ground cover plant. A 2019 introduction is called Sterling Silver. They say it looks like it's on steroids, but it's not. Brunera is great for part shade to shade. Another silver darling is one my mom couldn't keep her hands off of, Artemisia Silvermount. It is so soft. This plant prefers more sunshine. One caution on Silver Mound, it can fall open later in the season, so you'll want to give it a good pruning to keep it full and bushy. There are plenty of options with Artemisia, also called wormwood. Stachys, also known as lamb's ear, is another soft-to-the-touch plant. Fuzzy Wuzzy is great for full-sun border. For shade, there are a couple of heucheras that may interest you. Silver Gumdrop was just introduced last year. Early spring reddish silver new leaves quickly turn silver with distinctive veining. Silver Gumdrop gets only 6 to 10 inches tall, spreading to about 16 to 20 inches. In early summer, there are pink blooms that reach 20 inches tall that attract pollinators. You can use those in a cut flower bouquet. Take a look at this beauty and all the others on GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.